I'm Erica Holly Moore. Hands are essential to humans. The hand is crucial to the world of action in that it is used as a tool. Not only does it serve a purpose as a structure necessary to complete tasks, but also one of perception as it communicates and becomes symbolic. They're potent, they can't be ignored. And our body language is a reflection of where we are and what we can control. Hands are our personal boundaries, the furthest thing from the centers of our bodies that we can feel. We use our hands to reach out, touch things, bring things close, and keep them away. The contrast of their versatility and utility with their grace and intricacy only draws me towards them more. My work often doesn't make sense to me. I tend to bounce back and forth between looking for meaning in this work and then deciding that it's not necessary to do so. I often wonder if I have this debate because I want to, or because I feel like I should, and then again if it even matters whether I know these things or not. I find myself reluctant to explore what drives me to make this work because when I do, I expect to evoke some overarching emotional response from myself. Instead, this pressure to justify my actions in the studio frustrates and confuses me. Though I've managed to articulate some element of what compels me to work with hands, this discomfort remains. This process has been an exploration in accepting discomfort and frustration and allowing myself to embrace them as a channel through which to understand myself better. My initial inclination is to want every last detail of each piece to be perfect, and only when every aspect has been worked as much as it can be is something complete. I seek comfort in a sense of completeness. My first instinct is to ignore things that make me uneasy and to run from things that frustrate me. I have confronted these instincts by creating disjointed pieces that don't necessarily need to make sense to be complete. Hands, however, are expressive by nature. My hope to confront my discomfort and incompletion with work that doesn't convey a specific message stands in direct contrast with the telling and communicative qualities of the hand as form. Hands have the ability to evoke thought and emotion in any shape they take. They have their own conversations outside of anything that I do to them. And while I'm enamored by this communicative quality, I reject that there has to be deliberate intent in the meaning that they create. By doing this, I am not actively resisting deeper thought or interpretation, but more acknowledging that it is not my place nor my responsibility to assign meaning to them. There is value in the confusion that creeps in when you're not told what to think or how to feel, and there's value in feeling uncertain, even when it's uncomfortable to accept.